Restoration architect Cynthia Brubaker helps Bloomington retain its past. She has been responsible for the rebirth of such historic structures as the I. Fell Building and the old Coca-Cola bottling plant that now serves as the multi-purpose headquarters for Middleway House. Brubaker knew early on she wanted to be involved in resurrecting nearly forgotten architectural treasures. She joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here with my in-studio guest, Cynthia Brubaker. Cindy, thanks for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
Cindy, what does a restoration architect do?
I do a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
I work with architects and I do some design work. I do drawing and drafting. I go look at buildings to evaluate them and see what they need to have fixed about them. Do they have crumbling brick and stone and deteriorating wood and that sort of thing? We work with clients who want to restore their historic building, rehabilitate their historic building.
Now, many of us want to see historic structures, parts of our past, preserved. Well, who wouldn't?
Well, let me just give you an example of who wouldn't. So several years back in our history, folks wanted to tear down the Monroe County Courthouse. Luckily, that didn't happen. And instead, we have a direction where all sorts of buildings are now being considered worthy of keeping and reusing and repurposing. For example, lots of industrial buildings that are here on the west side of Bloomington are now, it's almost now trendy to want to be have a business or an art studio or what have you in an industrial building. And 20 years ago, this was not considered a worthy effort.
Where did you come from?
I was born in Indiana. However, I grew up in the East, Maryland, Pennsylvania, came back to Indiana for college, Goshen College in northern Indiana.
As an undergrad, what did you study?
Art. I was interested in architecture, but they did not have that major at my school. I thought I would study that in graduate school. Went to New York, went for a job at Columbia University where they had an architectural history graduate program, and I picked up their catalog and page after page after page of architectural history classes. I thought I'd found heaven.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, I'll just take these classes forever and maybe I'll teach architecture students architectural history. And then, and remember, this is quite a while ago, Mike. So this is back when the term historic preservation was not in common parlance at all. And I was walking down a hallway one day at Columbia and saw a poster that was a line drawing of the Helen Hayes Theater in New York, which had been demolished. And it was an advertisement for Columbia's graduate program in historic preservation. And I looked at that poster and I said, that's for me.
Do you remember your first restoration project?
One of the first things I did was on the north side of the courthouse square, where now there is Pictora Gallery.
Yes.
At the time, historically, older folks from town may remember it as Alden's Department Store. And the folks who owned the building were interested in doing something with it, came to Portfolio Design, which is the architectural firm I worked in at the time with John Schell, and we talked to them about their options, and I suggested that we do it as a historic rehab. They could get some tax incentives in exchange for that, and I kind of convinced everybody to move ahead with that.
What's the name of your business?
I work as a private independent contractor. And for the last little over a year or so, I've been working with an architectural firm called Spring Point Architects. And most of the work that I do is with them. The other big project that I have that is primarily me is the Eiffel Building. And that business is Eiffel LLC. I'm the proprietor of that and preservation developer of that project.
Do you mean to say that you own that building?
I wish I did, Mike. But I always say, if I can't own it, at least I can say that it is still owned by the Fell family.
There's another building of historic nature that I understand you might have had a hand in, and a Coca-Cola bottling company?
That,
is that right?
That is correct. The Coca-Cola bottling company plant is on South Washington Street, and that project happened when I was working with Middleway House on a grant to evaluate a housing co-op, which was an idea that the executive director, Toby Strout, had as a way to house former clients. And during that time, we were approached about buying that property from the former nonprofit. So I was involved from the beginning of that real estate transaction all the way through helping to raise the money, although I was not a fundraiser. Yeah. I worked on grant writing, especially grants that related to the building and the different architectural aspects, and the hiring of an architect and the hiring of a contractor and that whole process to restore the Coca-Cola building and build a new building next to it and connect them in a way that worked for the program needs of Middleway House, which is a multifunctional complex now. It's their headquarters, it's their emergency shelter, childcare, and then permanent supportive housing.
Now, what was so special about this structure that made you and the Middleway House people say, this is a good place to be in?
Well, other than the beautiful two-tone green terrazzo floor.
That gets beaten up, doesn't it?
Well, it got beat up with the Coca-Cola. In the line where the Coke would spill over, that is where the terrazzo was most pitted out. Oh. You know that old put your tooth in a bottle of Coke when you, and it's gone in 3 days?
Yikes.
Well, that's what it does to concrete as well.
Correct. So how long did that project take?
Oh, dear. Years. Mostly because of the difficulty in putting all the funding together.
When you walk around or drive around Bloomington, do you see any buildings that you say to yourself, I want to get my hands on that one?
Well, I used to do that all the time, but they're going fast.
Is that true?
They're going fast. I have a project right now that a friend and I have been kicking around a concept for, and we're looking around thinking, yeah, where are they?
Oh.
Ironically, you go to any town around Bloomington, and you have buildings galore.
Right.
You have supply, but you don't have the demand.
Right.
So here in Bloomington, almost every cool old building has been repurposed in some way. And a lot of them I've had a hand in, which makes me feel good that I've been able to make that contribution. But on the other hand, where am I going to turn now? I have to be really creative.
Cindy Brubaker.
Yes.
Thanks so much for joining us on Big Talk.
You're welcome.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab at WFHB.org.